W3ICF here, you're very noisy into the repeater, and they're getting ready to start the ARRL Maryland DC section net, and all traffic will be under the control of net control. Marty.
Roger, Philip, W3ICF, this is NI3D, Jeff here, just got in this morning, just testing.
Well, you're pretty noisy, so let's be quiet and let them get the net started. It'll be running for about an hour, W3ICF.
Roger.
All right, good evening, everyone. KB3MXM. And we're just going to give it another minute here and make sure everybody gets checked in, and then we'll get the net started. Thank you for joining us this evening for the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net. And we'll be back with you in just a moment. KB3MXM. All right, good evening, everyone. I'm glad that you could join us here on the last Section Echo Link Net of this decade and this year. And we'll be covering some things in the section news for the benefit of everyone listening, and then we'll go to our list this evening. So we'll go ahead and get started here. Okay, so it's been a really, I think it's been a pretty good year for all of us. We've had some pretty interesting things happening, I'm sure, and visited some of the AmFest this year, and I see that the interest continues, and that's good to know. And I see a lot of hams involved in good activities with their served agencies and our ARES folks. We continue to push towards more participation with ARES Connect, and we've got a monthly or a routine going with ARES Mat using video conferencing. So another choice of good technology, the use of technology. And I shared some information via the Twitter page and Facebook page on how you can also use technology such as EchoLink here on listening to things like the ARL broadcast and code practices and things like that. So for those of you here, I congratulate you on adopting a positive attitude when it comes to technology, and I'm looking forward to what next year is going to bring. Great. So first, I'll remind everyone, we've got a HamFest coming up the 26th of next month, a little more than a month away, Odington Volunteer Fire Department. It's on the 26th of January on a Sunday. Odington, easy to find. It's right off the major expressways there, and it's in a fire hall down there, and it's usually a nice, cozy place with lots of things to find. And I always say that after the holiday HamFest is where you either look for those accessories, or maybe you want to get rid of, re-gift something you got for the holidays. Always a good opportunity there. Also, congratulations. We have two new ECs. We have Kathy at KB3TVF, who has taken over for Caroline County, and Rob N2OMC for St. Mary's. And I'm looking forward to working with them. I'm sure Jim is as well. I've actually talked to Rob down on the Eastern Shore, and I'm going to be making a visit down there too and maybe get some interest to have ECs, encourage some ECs to take on the responsibilities in that area as well. We're forming a new ARES group for Baltimore County / City right now. It's in the early stages, but we'll be designating a new EC for Baltimore County, and then we'll be looking for applicants in the Baltimore County, Baltimore City area that would like to form a new ARES team. We've got lots of good communications with our served partners in both the Maryland Emergency Management Agency and in their surge force capacity when it comes to sheltering. So you'll be hearing more of that in 2020. Also, I like to send congratulations out to, let me see if I can find it here. Give me just a second. That's not it. Hang on. Bear with me. As they say, single-handed here. So there we go. Nope, that's not it. Hang on. I'll get here in just a second, folks. Bear with me. Oh, nope. I had it just a second. Oh, there it is. Oh, nope. Disappeared again. Jeez. Murphy. Okay, so like to send congratulations out to Bruce AB3AC. Congratulations on him acquiring the ARL Amateur Radio Service to Scouting Award, which was presented by our youth coordinator, section youth coordinator Eric Kilo Charlie 3 Golf Delta Victor. And that was for Bruce and his leadership in the Four Rivers District Jamboree. And you'll read more about that in the section news. He participated both in that and the National Jamboree and World Jamboree this year. So big congratulations to Bruce, Alpha Bravo 3, Alpha Charlie. Great. I had a list of quite a few amateur clubs that and groups that had holiday parties. I'm sorry I couldn't make all of them. Work still getting in the way, but the ones I dropped in on, it was very nice to see you. And thank you very much for allowing me to have a few moments with your group. And some of them, I heard, they had a band. Imagine that. So it sounds like you're all having great fun out there with amateur radio and supporting your members and supporting the section. All right, we'll try to give you a little time back at the end of the day here. What we're going to do now is we like to go around on some of our members that have checked in. So far at the top of my list, in no order. Let's go to Mike. KA2JAI. Mike, if you could give us a few words and call anyone on your system down there that would like to check in, I'm ready to copy call signs. KB3MXM here.
Good evening, Marty. Congratulations to the new ECs and also to Bruce. We have a relatively quiet month planned. There will not be a monthly meeting for us here in December around the holidays. We'll be testing toward the end of the month either. We had a busy month last month. The county conducted web EOC training on a Saturday for us, which was greatly appreciated. It was attended by 17 members, make the normal weekday web EOC training sessions. It was really nice of them to do that. We had a couple of races that were supported by many of the hams, and we were at the COMEX. Next month, we already have our agenda planned. We're going to review our accomplishments from this past year, many of the lessons learned from several of the exercise and events that we were involved with. Okay, I am going to go ahead and ask for check-ins. If you are listening in on the 442.3 in Annapolis and wish to check into the net, please call now. This is KA2JAI.
KB3KWP, no comment.
Number 3, Sierra Echo Oscar, no message.
KB3IQS.
No comment.
Sounds like we have a much shorter list this month, Marty, than we ordinarily do. I have KB3KWT, N3SEO, KC3IQX, and there was one more that doubled. Can you call again, please?
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
November 3, Charlie Victor Alpha.
Okay, copy. You, Gordon, and also N3CDA. Let's go to the top of the list, KC3IQX. Do you have any comments for us? And I'm going to ask everybody to be brief because I know we have a lot of people to get through the net here tonight. Go ahead.
No comments. Back to the net.
Gordon, WJ3K, any comments for you?
Rickman, looking forward to some training and advice sessions at our meetings on power connections, particularly how to install power poles and standardize them so they work properly with everybody else. WJ3K.
Thank you, Gordon. Yeah, Marty, we're planning to do a session at one of our monthly meetings in the coming year on Anderson power poles. We're going to do a hands-on session training and making cables and so on, which is just in the very beginning planning stages right now. Let's go next to N3CVA for comments, please.
No comment, but I would like to hear more about that power pole training.
OK, Okay, drop me an email, ka2jai@arrl.net, and I will get you the information that you need. Marty, I'm going to turn it back to you. Happy holidays, everyone. This is ka2jai.
Okay, very good, Mike, and thank you, Paul, Frank. I didn't get the name of IQX, Gordon, and Ian. Thank you. IQX, could I get your name so for my record here so I can call you by your name next time?
Dave and Glenn Burney.
All right, did I get that correct? Is it Dave, D-A-V-E?
That's correct.
All right, Dave, welcome to the net. We're looking forward to hearing from you again real soon. All right, let's go to KB3JQQ. Scott, a few words for the net, and then anybody that is on your side would like to check in. I'll turn it over to JQQ.
I would have been fine with being skipped. I'm just recovering from a flu. KB3JQQ.
All right, very good, Scott. Thank you. Let's go down to W3ICL. Phil, if you could give me a few words and then call anyone on your system over there to check in with us. I'm waiting for call sign.
Okay, Marty. W3ICF here on W3ICF home unit. About the only thing we got going is hoping for better weather. We got a couple antenna repairs we need to make up there, but we're going to try to just wait till it's safe to get on the tower. I do have another thing I want to bring up here right now. We have one check-in I know of on a W3ICF-R, and that is Jeff. He is using the call of NI3 Delta, and he's in from Japan for the holidays here. And his Japanese call is JR2TTS. I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to Jeff because he just got in off of a long trip from Japan to Frederick. Back to you, Marty, to check with him.
Q. Well, very good, Phil. Thank you very much for checking with us, and thank you for bringing Jeff along. Jeff, NI3 Delta from Japan. Now, you know that now that we know your call sign, you know you're going to be popular. We're going to be wanting to call you now that we've got you got gray line into Asia. So go ahead, Jeff. Give us a few words, and we'll let you go back to whatever you were doing.
Jeff, could you give us any more fire or anything? You're real, real noisy.
Roger, NI3D, how copy now, over?
Much better, it's readable.
Hey, thanks, Philip. Sorry about that. I'm just going to ask you to announce for the week, Yagi, when we have some down here. So I won't be long here. Thanks for the welcome. I'm going to be here until January 4th. With the hobby here about 5 years ago, I've been bringing gear with me. So on 2 meters, and I'm also on HF11 here with a wire on the trees here. So back to net from NI3D.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Yeah, a lot of you're bringing a lot of noise with you. Something's in your neighborhood's giving you a hard time. So, you know, Echolink is a great way of checking that too. You know, you put your headsets on and then you talk on the radio, or you put the radio on and you talk on the Echolink, and you can hear yourself. But thanks again, Jeff, and good to know that you're with us this evening, and thanks for checking in. And we're looking forward to maybe hear you next time when you're in town. Thanks again. All right, let's move on to, let's see if we have anybody on the WB3GXW. John, are you on, or is there anyone that would like to check in from GXW? Go right ahead.
KC3MSC.
Oh, very good. That's Martin. I just talked to Martin. Isn't that funny? I'm Marty. Anyway, I just talked to Martin coming up the boulevard from D.C. this evening. We were talking on the GXW repeater system. Thank you for checking in with us this evening, Martin. Do you have anything to add to the net, sir? Go ahead.
Marty, this is Martin. No, I do not. I'm this first time on, and I'm just listening to see what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you joined us, and welcome back to the hobby. You can tell there's lots of great stuff going on and some pretty cool stuff, too. You know, I was listening the other evening, or a couple of days ago, a week ago, well, actually two times, meteors, you know, we have our meteor showers, and one of the things that I enjoy doing is I like tuning local two-meter beacons that are very far away. There's actually one down in Bedford, Virginia, down along, what is that, I-80, and it's pretty strong, actually. It's a Yagi pointed at 70 degrees. So it kind of goes over the Atlantic, but if you can listen, you can find this one. You can find the beacon, and if you listen to the beacon during a meteor shower, you'll get some meteor scatter. All of a sudden, the beacon will get real loud, and you don't even have to go outside to look at them. Look at that! All right, Martin, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and I appreciate you joining. So let's move on to. Let's see who else I got on here. Let's go to the top of the list here. How about Paul, K3PG? Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, real good, and good evening to everybody on the conference tonight. It's nice to be here, hearing everybody. I'm from Queen Anne County, where we have an active races group. We had a holiday party a couple of weeks ago for our meeting, and we got both repeaters working well. And I don't have a whole lot else to report, so we'll just say Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'll sit back and listen. Maybe we'll catch you on 40 meters. K3PG, back to net.
All right, very good, Paul. Thanks for joining. Let's go to Tommy, November 3, Tango Juliet Oscar. Tommy, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Monica. Good evening, everybody on the net. Got a radio club has been running an RDF workshop, and that will culminate in a fox hunt in a few weeks into January. So that's been pretty well attended. And I've been working with the Owen Science Center to set up a couple of outreach events for amateur radio in 2020. So I'll give you dates when I know more. And happy holidays to everybody. This is N3TJO73.
Okay, very good, Tommy. Where is the Owen Science Center located?
It's on Greenbelt Road, across from the Goddard Space Flight Center. It's Greenbelt and Goodluck Road.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very, very much. All right, let's go down to Chris, KB3 Charlie Sierra. Chris, a few words from that, sir.
Thank you, and good evening to everyone from Western Maryland. I don't really have any comments other than winter has definitely settled in. We had an icing event, and even yesterday, most of the ice was still on the various vegetation. It was quite a sight to have everything glinting sun, like everything was made of cut crystal or something like that. It had stayed cold after the icing event, so that sort of preserved it all. But we're looking on have that melt on the on account of a warming trend. That's it. Back to net from KD3CS.
All right, very good, Chris. Thanks for joining us from out there in Western Maryland. Yeah, I was following the weather, and I got a weather alert. I don't know how many of you might have gotten it in areas where it said snow squall. I haven't seen that since I lived up north. Snow squall whiteout conditions. And I was like, what? How did they do that? What snow squall? So, of course, I woke up in the morning expecting to see several inches of snow squall outside, but there wasn't a flake of snow to be found. How disappointing. All right, Chris, thanks. Let's move over to Milford. November 3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf.
Hey, now I got the right buttons going. This is November 3. Whiskey Yankee Golf. Santa's Helper at the Santa Fest. We had a lot of fun down there. Quite a few people come in. somewhere around 150, I believe, or something like that. And a lot of people sold a lot of stuff, and a lot of people walked out happy. So we had a great time down there. Looking forward to going to Odenton and see what happens up there. Apart from that, we have no snow on the ground here in Bowie, but we do have the cold, so if someone wants some cold weather, we'll be glad to share it. So with that, I'll pass it back. Marty, KB3, MXM in the group. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford, very good. Yeah, I visited down there. It was a nice crowd. You know, and you have to thank the folks back there in the commissary. They were passing out donuts and hot dogs and all kinds of goodies. You know, one of the ham food, love ham food. So thank you very much. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system and linked repeaters. All right, let's go to Fred. Kilo Bravo 3, Tango, Romeo, Romeo. Go ahead. All right, we'll come back to Fred. Let's go to, and on my list as I'm working down, let's go to W3YVQ. Happy holidays, Father Al. A few words for the net, sir.
Very well. Good evening, morning, and everyone else on the net this evening. I noticed a few of our Baltimore Traffic Net and MEPN, MDD net participants here tonight. And congratulate Jeff and 3JET, who has now assumed net control on MEPN a few times and got the hang of it right off the get-go, because he's done that over on the Baltimore Traffic Net for quite a few times as well. And Jeff is also one of our digital traffic stations connecting with the Digital Traffic Network, which is our nationwide backdoor HF all-the-way radiogram messaging service, which also handles ICS form content between the breaks as needed. And JQQ is well up over 100 net control operations on VTN already. We're glad to have you folks aboard. We certainly do need some CW operators in the section, however. Half of the NTS and RRI on the evening cycle runs all CW. And it's a great way to have fun performing a daily public service break. And to that end, to remember that the Maryland SlowNet meets every night at 7:30 on 3563, and they teach people how to handle messages and check into traffic nets on CW. And speed varies from zero up to whatever you can stand. So you have no reason to be timid or afraid to check into MSN. You're assigned a personal instructor, and you work on receiving a radiogram over the air as part of a training package at your pace. And you don't have to go every night. You can go whenever you can, and you tell your instructor what message number you're up to. Break. And Chris, AB3WG, is our BTN net manager. Kudos to him, and the folks on the net have been assisting in creating a liaison with the Anne Arundel Areas Organization, among other things, to broaden the reach of NTS, particularly the newcomers who only have tech licenses and are looking forward to upgrading and so forth. And Chris also knows how to move traffic under the Digital Traffic Network when necessary, since the propagation on HF has been kind of nasty here this winter. It's not totally unexpected, but we adapt and work around it and get her done, as they say. Break. And lastly, it's that time of year to think back for us old-timers about seeing the Christmas lights reflecting off the brass on our J38 keys, and then maybe a bug on the chrome-plated originals, and lightning bugs were pretty next to the tree, and great instruments to use on CW and have fun. So with that sobering thought and a wish list for something fancy for your station for Christmas time, Merry Christmas to all of you, Happy Holidays, and a very happy and healthy New Year to all. And incidentally, for Mike, JAI, we are in the process of making a formal appointment of November 3 Alpha Echo Alpha Ron as the new MSN Net Manager, and when that takes place, I'm advising him to make contact with Brian Mary, and make sure that any liaison for reporting with your organization is to your satisfaction. 730-W3YVQ.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much. And yes, indeed, the opportunity to get on the air. I don't have my HF antenna up, and many of you know that I had some very severe damage from storms this summer. A 60-foot hickory tree fell on my house. So on its way down, it took out the 40-meter, the 160-meter, the multiband, the UHF, VHF dipole, the 50 megahertz halo, and the weather station. It really makes you want to appreciate putting up antennas. Now there's no leaves, much easier if I had the time. Speaking of the time, I just want to bring everybody's attention. Chris wrote in here in the text box, and I think that there is an opportunity, and there's already some responses here. We've got a blind ham that needs some coax. And I'm sure if you look in your goodie box, you might find some. And Tom's already asked, how much do you need and what type? And so let's keep that dialogue going. Keep in touch with Chris, KB3CS, and let's see if we can help him out a little bit and get our hands on the air. All right, we're going to take a short break here, let repeaters all reset, and give you folks a chance to go get a beverage. We'll be right back. KB3MXM, this is the Maryland DC section EchoLink net on the WB3GXW EchoLink node and linked repeaters. Please stand by.
KC4HAY Mobile listening.
All right, KC4, you got a little bit of background noise there, but I got the KC4, and I think there's a hotel in there. Give me your call sign phonetically, sir, and your first name, and somewhere on the planet. I know you are, so give me a location, too. KC4, do it again.
KC4, hey, Elijah County, see the animals. Name is Ron Romeo Oscar November. Interstate 70 westbound, get ready to cross over 81, heading toward Kansas. Coming 18-wheeler.
Okay, I got the Ron and I got the KC4, and I'll have to get the rest of it from my... Yeah, I know. He's got a hot mic, but you know, he's got a hot rig, too. They're chatting about you in the chat box here, buddy. So you're headed to Kansas? All right, well, be careful out there. There's some winter weather coming up, or there's some rainy weather coming up our way. I guess you're running away from it, but that's good. Thanks for checking in with us this evening, and be safe out there, okay?
Yeah, we're working on it. We're over the road driver, so all I do is run around the country, deliver freight from here to there. When I work for Nabisco in Tampa, all I do is run around playing the traffic, got my cookies off all day.
All right, very good. Well, give me your call sign on the way out, and I'll try to get it the next time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, it's Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha Yankee, Mike A, County Feed Animals, H-A-Y.
Okay, got it that time. Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha Yankee. Thank you very much, Sarah, for joining us this evening. Go ahead and listen out. We've got a few more stations to check in here in the Maryland net when you get back this way in town. This is a good year. I think you should be on the W3ICF repeater out there. But, bunch of great folks back here, so give us a shout. Let's go to Fred, KB3TRR. Tango Romeo Romeo. Fred, go ahead.
This is KB3TRR. I missed your call a while ago. Something happened here and my application crashed. But anyway, I was just first time in listening to this group and wanted to see how it goes and what's going on here. So no comments, but back to you, Marty. That's KB3TRR.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate Fred coming in this evening and giving us a few words and... wait a minute, hold it, no, hang on a second, folks. All right, I almost lost it, just selected everything on the login sheet, I was about to delete it. All right, thanks again, Fred, for joining us. Let's go down to Tom, our Skywarn rep, And then after that, we'll go to Jeff before going to Chris. So let's go to Tom first. Tom, my alert went off, and then it went off again 2 hours later, and then 2 hours after that, and then 2 hours after that, and then a half an hour after that. And way into the evening, I finally rebooted the phone. It stopped doing it. But snow squalls, whiteouts. I really thought I was back in upstate New York there, brother. Go ahead. Give us a few words for the net, sir.
Thank you, Marty. W3TDH here. Couple of things I wanted to pass on. That is quite unusual, and I'll ask Chris Strong, who's the senior warning meteorologist out at Sterling, what was going on with that and what was going on with the radio link up there by Frostburg that Chris commented on, and get back to both of you about that. The other thing is, there's a apropos of the talk about the power poles, there's a product that people might want to look at because it's a strain relief that goes on power poles, and once it's installed, instead of having the strain on the crimp terminals inside the power pole shells, the strain is on this grip that is around the shells. And it's made by the people at Hardin Power Systems, and believe me, I have nothing to do with them except as a customer. And, you know, if you look up Hardin Power Systems on Google or whatever search engine you like, they're going to come up, and then they've got this Gription strain relief. Come in five packs, and each one has the grip and then the shrink wrap you put over it to make everything stay together really nicely. And I've ordered them, and I'm making up my cable pairs with those so that, you know, I can use them without the concern that they're going to yank the entire pin out or yank out of the pin if something goes weird with them, for what that's worth. And we haven't had any issues with Skywarn lately. We're doing pretty well there. But we're trying to set up some testing with the people up in the Mount Holly area, because they're our backup office, and we'd like to do some 6-meter and near vertical incident skywave testing with them to see which one will serve us better. Because if they were backing us up and we're still receiving Skywarn reports via radio, we have to have a way to get them to them efficiently, so that their forecasters could use those reports just the way the DC forecasters do. So that's going on in the two facets of my radio life right now. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Good information there. Good information indeed. I know that they're updating the WEA from 1.0 to 2.0. I know there's an update. You can find that on the FCC Daily Digest. They're doing an update. And some of that stuff that's being updated, like the number of characters, going to be increased to over 300. That's very, very important, because there's some information that needs to be sent out. You've got amber alerts, silver alerts, blue alerts, icing conditions, things like that. And then there's some other things that were listed too, and I don't have them in front of me, but the granularity of these alerts and broadcasts are going to be much better, instead of when it really all started. If you lived in a particular area, then in a zip code, and then they started to get it down into smaller geographic portions and sections, like the Western Bay of Calvert County. So that's all good improvements that are going on. But, pretty funny thing going on there. All right, if you don't have a weather radio and you haven't put that on your shopping list, I would suggest you do that. Get a weather radio. Overall, they're not that expensive. It's great to have in the house. Don't put a book on top of the speaker so you can't hear the alarm. Don't do that. And put your same codes in so when it goes off in your area, you get the alert. And then I recommend for those that might travel like I do quite a bit, if you happen to have that capability on your HT, you might not actually be in the zip code or the area that you're typically in, and so you might be somewhere else like I am sometimes, so I actually get alerts on my phone because the cellular system knows, oh, he's not where his QTH is. All right, very good. Thank you very much. Let me just read down here real quick. Okay, so let's go on to the next one on the list. I said it was going to be, oh, it's going to be Jeff. N3JET. Jeff, a few words, and then we're going to move to Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you, Marty. Not much to say. I know we have a long list there, so I'll just kick it on back to you. I'm just trying to stay warm down here in my NCP.
All right, sir, and thanks for doing the, you know, your message duties, traffic duties. You know, just recently I've been doing some of the BTN stuff. It's, I guess some of it comes back, but not all of it. I do have to read it occasionally, read the script. I might forget something. I hope I don't. But lots of fun going on there, and it's good practice, especially if you're doing emergency communications. If you're an ARIES member or a RACES member, being an alternate net control or net control on a traffic net, very, very beneficial. Even if you just listen, that's where how I got started, because there's a certain rhythm going on, and it's very good for you to know and experience that rhythm. I will tell you that I have been on ARIES and RACI nets that are train wrecks. And, you know, unfortunately, the net control is not performing, I personally would say is not performing very well. And that's reflected sometimes in the way the net, the pace of the net. So always practice, always participate. Copying traffic doesn't matter. If you're copying a radiogram or a message from somebody, if you're in an emergency situation, you have to copy information. It's got to be word for word. It's got to be verbatim. So very good. So with that in mind, thank you very much, Jeff. Let's go to Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, and then we're going to go to Rich, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo. So let's go to Chris first. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW Echo Link System and Link Repeaters. Go ahead, Chris.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Thank you. And Marty, I want to say thank you for running the Baltimore Traffic Net last Wednesday. It's much appreciated, as I was at the Aero Amateur Radio Club holiday party. And for my station here, I've been so privileged to be working with the Anne Arundel ARIES Group, and the relationship that we have with those folks and between them and the Baltimore Traffic Net has been phenomenal. I would encourage all of our NTS folks to develop relationships with ARIES groups in their local areas and get involved in that. It's been extremely beneficial for me, and I'm looking forward to a great next year working with those folks. Also, really excited to hear about what we can get going in Baltimore County. You can sign me up straight away for that. Any help I can give, I'm happy to do it. With that, back to Net. Thanks again, Marty. AB3WG.
All right, Chris, thank you. And yes, I'll be looking for some volunteers to help me get this thing started and organized. We're going to take a three-prong approach here. The first is we're going to get some interest started. Second, we're going to be contacting directly our served agencies and our community leaders. Amateur radio is a community project. I truly believe in that. Nothing against. I'm absolutely positive about EOCs and RACIs and ARIES and ACS and CERT and all those things. But, you know, I'm of the belief that if the EOC needs more radio operators, they know exactly where to find them. But ask your served agency or your community group. You'd be surprised sometimes when they say, I have no idea where to find people. And we've had good relationships and good participation and collaborative COMEXes with Red Cross, I think is very, very beneficial. And we have a very good relationship with Department of Health Services on ESF6 and sheltering for all of Maryland. And the folks over there, they send Jim and I and Steve an email saying, hey, we might be opening a shelter. And that's very, very important. So we're ready to help them if necessary. All right, let's go to Rich. Alpha Bravo 3. Oh, thank you very much. I enjoy doing the BTN. You know, if I wasn't section manager, I might take the job back. Anyway, let's go to Rich, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead, Rich. All right, I don't see Rich on the list. Let me see if I forgot anybody. Go down my list here for just a second. All right, is there, as I say in my meetings, and hopefully we'll give you back a few minutes here, do we have anybody with any alibis or go-backs? Anybody to add anything else to the net? Go ahead.
WJ3K.
Yes, Mr. Gordon, go ahead.
Well, regarding snow squalls, there was one up in Pennsylvania for just about 5 or 10 minutes. Hit Interstate 80. The road surface was 33 degrees and the snow hit. It hit, froze, turned into black ice. They had multiple fatalities and followed the parts of 20 miles up there. That is not a minor issue.
You're absolutely right. In New York, whiteouts were, we have whiteout conditions, and your visibility drops to almost zero. I imagine driving down the road at highway speed. Close your eyes for 10 seconds. Just do that. Just try it. No, don't try it. I'm just kidding. But having zero visibility and high speed is very, very dangerous. And you know, if you're unable to drive, you know, even the shoulder can be a hazardous place to be. So, yes, indeed, it's good to have that. And I'm disappointed that automakers don't put weather radios in vehicles so that when the alert happens, you don't have to have your phone on. Wherever your vehicle is at, it's very easy that the weather radio goes off. I don't get it. I mean, the whole chip is about the size of your thumb. How crazy. Thank you very much, Gordon. That's a good point. Very, very good point. All right. I'm going to give you back a few minutes this evening, but before I do, I'm going to take the opportunity, and I'm sure some of you might have seen this before, but I'm going to read for you this evening. I'm going to read for you this evening the Ham Night Before Christmas. So bear with me. KB3MXM, WB3GXW, Node, and let's take a quick break. Everybody reset. We'll be right back, and I'll read this to you real quick. Okay, here we go. It was the night before Christmas, and all through 2 meters, that a signal was keying up any repeaters. The antenna reached up from the tower quite high to catch the weak signals that bounced from the sky. The children technicians took their HTs to bed and dreamed of the day, I'll be an extra instead. Mom put on her headphones and plugged in the key, and we tuned 40 meters for a rare ZK3. When the meter was pegged by the signal with power, it smoked the small diode, and I swear, shook the tower. Mom yanked off her headphones, and all she could muster, logged the spot on the signal and opened and on DX packet cluster. While I ran to the window and peered up at the sky to see what could generate RF that high. But no, it was Santa, the Santa of hams, on a mission this Christmas to clean up the bands. He circled the tower, then stopped in his tracks, and he slid down the coax right into the shack, while Mom and I hid behind a stack of CQ. The Santa was hamming, knew just what to do. He cleared off the shack desk of papers and parts and filled out all my late QSLs for a start. A ran copper braid, took a steel rod and pounded into the earth till the station was grounded. He tightened the loose fittings, resoldered the connections, cranked down modulation, and installed a lightning protection. He neutralized the tubes in my linear amp. Never worked right before. Now it works like a champ. A new low-pass filter cleaned up the TVI. I connected the settings in my TNC. He repaired the computer that wouldn't compute. He backed up my hard drive and got it to boot. Really deep in the bag that he brought and pulled out the big box. A new rig, I thought. A new Kenwood? A new ICOM? A Yaesu for me? An Elecraft, a Tentec, a Flex, could it be? If he thought I'd be bad, it might be QRP. Yes, the ultimate station. How could I deserve it? It could be all those weekends I worked public service. He hooked it up and in record time quickly worked 100 countries, all down in 160. I should have been happy it was my call that he sent, but the cards and the postage will cost a month's rent. He made final adjustments and left a card on by the key to Gary from Santa, 73. Then he grabbed his HT, looked me straight in the eye, punched the code on my pad, and was gone. No goodbye. I ran to the station and piled up as big, but the card from St. Nick would be worth a new rig. Always too late for my final. Came over the air. It was copied all over. It was heard everywhere. And Ham Santa exclaimed, "What an old ham expects. Merry Christmas to all, and to all good DX." That's from 1996 and 2000, Gary Pierce, November, Kilo November 4, Alpha Q, Quebec, and I'll put the link in the checkbox, or in the text box. Everyone have a great holiday. Be safe out there. Remember your friends and families and those that are deserving. Remember to help any way you can in your communities. We'll see you next year on the net. 73s to all. KB3MXM.